Hey everyone, welcome to Music Is My Jam.
Hi.
I'm Isabel Richardson, and this is a very special episode. I have a new co-host.
Me?
Let me introduce you, please. It's my friend Tyler. So this episode is just going to be like a tryout episode for him. We'll see how it goes. If the what is it called? The listeners, if they like you, then you'll stay. But if they don't,
what if we call them like music notes or something?
We call us smarts. Like, I was gonna call them jammers, but music notes are good. I like that. So if the music notes, the listeners,
we'll figure it out.
If they like you, then you'll stay. If they don't, you're fired.
I'm going and on won't a be witch friends trial anymore. If they don't.
Okay. So, I wanted to get a co-host. You're basically here just so I do the better with this. Because when I'm by myself in my room, it's kind of lonely. And I don't really like recording by myself. So, now it's fun because I have my friend to help me out.
Hello.
So, do you have anything to say about yourself? He likes rocks.
I like rocks. I don't know. We've been friends for...
Six years.
Just kidding. No. Two years?
A little bit. Yeah.
We started in eighth because we sat by each other and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That was weird. I think it. Didn't it start because you wore a Stranger Things shirt? I'm like, I like your shirt.
What did it?
Yeah, you were wearing a Steve Harrington
shirt.
Yeah,
I still have that shirt, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, that's cool.
She's good.
She's great.
Your dog keeps harassing me. So,
what everyone says about my dog.
She is. so this will be fun. This is. He's just chugging. Chugs to Arizona. I feel like people are just gonna listen to us laughing the whole time. We're not even gonna get anywhere. We're just gonna laugh the whole time.
Nope.
So this is gonna. There's not gonna be any ads in here because I don't really feel like doing that right now. You know.
Yeah.
I just like this is an easygoing episode. Let's just see how it goes.
Yes.
So you know a bit about music. You're in band, aren't you?
Yep, I'm in band and choir and jazz band.
I said chorus. Is that the same thing as choir?
Chorus and choir are the same thing, but like some people call it choir, some people call it chorus. Chorus, they more called it chorus than 7th and 8th grade. It's kind of choir now, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, good to know.
Yes.
So not there's anything wrong.
Nope.
So yeah, you know a bit about music.
Yes.
You listen to music.
Definitely.
I've heard the music you listen to. I mean, I can't blame you. I like music and some stuff.
I like rock bands.
Oh my god. This is only 3 minutes in and this is already going a little bit south.
It's great.
Okay, so do you have any questions so far about what we do here? At the... What is this? What do you do?
What do I do? No, what are you...
What do we do? Do you have any questions?
No. I don't
you
think...
You don't?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't really have any questions for you. Okay. your dog scares me.
She's good.
Okay. So, here's where we're going to start off from. We're going to talk about basses today.
Basses. I'm a tenor.
Are you a tenor?
I'm a tenor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I know.
How about my voice? what's the levels? Like, you know, tenor, baritone, bass.
It goes bass, tenor, I'm pretty sure alto, and then soprano.
Alto. Where's baritone then?
Baritones are instruments, I'm pretty
sure. Are you serious?
No,
they're fighting with me. Tyler!
I only know about the four,
Hold on.
Because, like, there's baritone alto, or, like...
What's this?
A baritone saxophone, I think?
Joey Fatone, he's a baritone.
Baritone instruments.
We're already getting...
A baritone's like a small tuba.
That's what I would say. I was like, Joey Fatone's a baritone, you guys. Oh, no.
This is great.
Hold on. This is already getting an argument. I'm just going to start yelling at you. Right here. So, Justin Timberlake, tenor. Lance Bass, bass. JC, tenor. Joey, baritone. Where's Chris? Chris is not on there.
Singing got... levels.
See? So I feel like... I guess you don't know anything.
Oh, well...
You're the one in fault. Okay. I'm just kidding.
We don't know... Well, she only puts us in four different groups. She puts
I see.
So there's no, like, baritone or countertenor. I don't know what that is. Go away. Anyway.
So it goes... Okay. Okay. I got it now. Okay. So... Okay. I don't know what to say. I feel like bass guitars are like very hi. Okay. She's like breathing. Okay, this is not a very structured episode.
She came here and was like, let's do this, and I'm like, and she's like, start.
I don't really do scripts, you know. I used to have, like, word-for-word script. Now it's just, like, outlines.
Mm-hmm.
So I have more leverage with the things. Good.
Dog.
Dog. Katie, come here. Come here. So, I think bass guitars are very important to songs.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, like, not even, like, bass guitar. It's more, like, just, like, the bass in, like, any song. Like, Billie Eilish, she has very deep... You like her, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
sure. I was like... I feel like people either, like, really love her.
Or really hate her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've met people, like, I hate Billie Eilish. I'm like, why?
She's for the emo kid.
Yeah. Like, I don't get it. Because, like, okay.
Do you like Billie Eilish, Katie? Katie's my dog, by the way. And if you're confused.
She harasses me.
No.
She's cool, though. She's cool. It's okay.
She's just happy to see people. And it's a problem.
Yeah. So I think people either really hate her or really love her. It's uh-huh. like there's no like in between, you know. Like, I don't get it though. I mean, I understand if you like hate some.
Hey. Oh,
that was cool.
Crazy. Crazy. No. Did
she go outside again? Okay, I'll talk for a bit while you do that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's gonna take like 5 seconds if I don't want it. Bring the toy outside. Okay, we're good now. Okay, so.
Hello.
This is horrible, this Tyler.
It's fine.
This is going great. I don't know if people are gonna listen to this. Like, actually.
If I, I'll announce. I'll do an announce.
I'll be like, I'm taking over this podcast. I'm
taking over this podcast. It's government taking government. It over.
You.
Shh. It's fine.
Are you looking at guitar? Oh, basically. I was like, I would like you to focus, Tyler. I was like, oh wait, okay.
Yes.
So. Okay, well, I don't know what the big deal about bass is, you know what I mean? Because, like, when you look for a song, you, like, you appreciate the bass. And, like, when you play a song in your car,
yeah,
like, it makes your car, like, yeah.
And then you hear people go by, and you're like, that's not cool, sir. I'm trying to sleep.
But if you're the one driving, and I almost fell backwards. If you're the one driving.
Yeah, and it's great. It's
and
great.
You have the bass. Yeah, it's great. But if you, like, yeah. Yeah, it's great. But, like, bass, I think it's very important, very vital.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gives it like it's would sound kind of boring if there was no bass probably.
Probably. Crack. Like in the song, like the Beatles. like Paul McCartney, like in the song something. You can there's this one like bass riff, and that's like the. That's bussin', you know what I mean?
Bussin'.
Like, it's amazing, like, actually. Because, like, when you listen to that song, you're, like, kind of looking for the bass in that song. You know
yeah.
I mean?
When
you listen to the Beatles, you're looking for a bass. Because Paul McCartney is a very known bass player.
Yeah.
I think bass players are pretty cool, if you do ask me. Have you seen John Deacon from, like, Queen? You listen to Queen, haven't you?
I listen to some Queen.
I forgot how to spell his name.
I like a lot of bit of a Queen.
Oh. No, that's this dude. That's him.
That's epic.
He's cool. Yes. Pretty sure he's... I don't know where he is. He kind of disappeared after Queen...
broke up? Did they break up?
I think they just kind of... Because, like, I think... I feel like Freddie died before they broke up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have to look this up now. Okay. So, I think bass is very vital. I've said that many times, but
yes.
Do you have any songs or, like, any bands that have a very good bass in them? you know.
I don't know.
You're supposed to prepare for this, Tyler.
No,
you didn't tell me. I didn't tell you anything.
We're gonna record this. This is it, and I'm like, okay. I don't like. I mean, they probably do, but I don't know. I just don't really hear it as much.
Just leave the room.
Yeah, it's like
random stuff. Okay. I guess they didn't break up.
They didn't?
No, it says 1983, the group never split out. The truth is that everyone in the band was burned out in 1983 after being on the road for a solid decade. Jeez. They wanted to break. The movie makes it seem like they didn't want to speak to Freddie for years. But they actually began work. Okay, that's all we need.
That's all we need.
Because I don't know how to read. Okay, so also, I'm gonna read this one. Okay. You're gonna get mad at me for this, probably. We're gonna talk about Lance Bass for a bit here and Paul McCartney. you're like, I quit.
I quit. Bye.
See, oh my gosh, sorry.
This is going off of a great.
I'm sorry. So, what I think with, even with voices for bass, that's very important. If you have like a, they do acapella sometimes.
Can I explain? Our basses suck. I hope none of them are listening, but they probably don't because they're all like the basic white boys, but like, they all suck. Like, she keeps...
How do you... Oh, okay.
Because, like, at some points, like, they're trying to sing, like... I can't do it, but, like, they're trying to sing, like, really low down.
Like, lower than like they
can't. Yeah, like, and they can't. And then it's, like, a happy upbeat song, and they're trying to sing, like, death metal or something.
Wow.
And it's, like, she's trying to get them to sing higher, like, yeah. Almost to tenor, but not almost, because they can't be a tenor.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they probably would have been a tenor if they can do, but that...
But with Lance Bass, he's like a true bass. Like, he doesn't even have to try to go lower or higher. He just does whatever. He just sings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what I think of with a group like that, with their acapella and having that range, you don't want a bunch of tenors and baritones if they did exist.
Yeah.
Apparently they don't. Oh, what is that? Oh, it's a dog.
I think that was the washroom.
Your chair is pretty squeaky. So I think with a group like that, having like that range...
Yeah.
I said this before, having that range in different groups is very important to, you know, because you don't just want, you know, it's like, basically if you have just a bunch of tenors, it's like, monotone, you know what I mean? It's just the same, you gotta have that, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, with, like, Paul McCartney and his group, they have, like, the different high notes. They have like, the drums, and they have, you know, whatever the heck John Lennon plays.
Yeah.
And whatever George Harrison plays. And they have the bass. It's like, psh, you know what I mean? Because with early Beatles... I just realized that you're just sitting here listening to me talk instead of just talking.
Fine.
It's fine.
That's how interviews work.
Okay.
And then they try to give feedback, and then it's like, I'll just say, yeah.
Okay.
No.
With like the early Beatles, when their bassist left, they needed a bass. Like, they absolutely needed it. So that's why Paul McCartney turned into a bass, because they needed one. They could just not have a bass. Yeah. You know what I mean? Can I just say something? Richard Hammond's a bass player. I just gotta say that. I just had to mention that Richard Hammond's a bass player.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted bass players or something else. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, if they play bass, it's like, psh, psh, right away. Let's go. Get married.
Kiss me.
Just kiss me already. Okay. So, it just died right there. Oh my gosh. Okay, here's the thing. I think if you do end up being the co-host, which I think you will because you're pretty good at this, whatever the heck you're doing.
Yep. I'm just here saying
eating
words.
Rocks.
Just here eating rocks.
Well, this is good because I have someone to bounce, you know.
Back to.
Yeah, my ideas and everything. So, I think after this episode, definitely get better, be more structured.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because you... Don't do that. We'll both be...
Sorry. said, stop.
We'll both be, like, used to it, being, you know, around each other and doing this more, instead of just laughing for a whole 15 minutes.
Yep.
And saying, yeah, back and forth.
Uh-huh.
But I think this is a fun episode.
Yes.
So, yeah. I feel like, I mean, like, who was the, was there a bass player for Nirvana? I probably should have done more research before I did this.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. It's too late now. Oh, the Chris guy. The Chris guy. He changed his name to Chris. His original name was... He's not that attractive.
He kind of like an ugly...
He's not dead, so...
Mm-hmm. He looks like he works at, like, a golf place. Have you ever been...
Oh, my gosh, yes! He looks like one of those, like...
Like, you
yeah.
go... Yeah.
Oh my god.
This is a
problem. This is a problem.
This is a problem.
Yeah. Okay. So he was bass player for Nirvana, which I think Nirvana was very, very good group. They didn't last long because. What's his name? Kurt Cobain killed himself.
I was like. Okay, off topic. I was looking at my favorite music person. Do you know who Suburban is?
I think I've heard of them.
He made the song Cradles.
Tyler, this is only getting worse. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, anyways, he's clearly a male, and I looked up, I was trying to see, like, what type of, like, song level he's at, and I looked up, is Suburban A, and then the second one was, is Suburban a girl? And I'm like, that's clearly not correct, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, I like this song.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I didn't recognize the name at first. I was like, oh, I see. How much money does Urban have?
12.
Cool. I think, what's about 12? do you like him? Is he one of your favorite
people? Yes, he had a concert Thursday that I watched.
Oh, it was like the one with virtual?
Online, yeah.
Yeah, was it free?
It was, no, it was $17.
Are you serious?
But, like, although to be, yeah, it wasn't bad.
He's 21 years old.
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the music people...
are, like, very...
The people who are making music now are getting younger and younger. You know, because Billie Eilish was probably, like, 15 when she started.
Yeah.
You know, my gosh, what am I doing? Like, I'm sitting here in my friend's dining room recording a podcast that no one listens to, and she's making music that millions of people listen to. What am I doing?
You gotta start singing.
I don't know how to sing.
Dang.
Just like, I can play kazoo on a professional level.
Do it.
You realize, oh my gosh, I should do that.
You should just, I don't have a kazoo.
I do. We should do like a band, like start a band. It was just
kazoo. I can play trombone.
That's basically the same thing as kazoo, but, like...
No, it's not!
It's kazoo... Wait, what is it? What's a trombone again?
It's a slide thing.
Oh, yeah! See, that's the same thing as kazoo, basically, but just...
The thing where they go, wah, 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 wah!
It's, like, the same thing, but, like, less complicated. You know what I mean? It's basically the same, like, mouth movement.
You can say that with, like, any mouth instruments.
It's the same thing. Oh, my legs are sweaty. Anyways.
Ew. Didn't need to know that, but okay, it's fine.
Is this so I feel like, so like this guy, he's only 21,
yeah,
and there's this one guy, I forgot his name, but he's like 17 and he makes music for some reason. So I just feel like people are just getting younger, because like usually like with the Beatles, like they didn't start, well maybe they were, but, like, they were, when they actually started making music and recording and doing records and things, they're probably in their 20s.
Yeah.
Well, George is probably, 20s. So, Earth Day.
Earth Day. Let's talk about the Earth.
I think they're getting young. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea why? I don't know.
Getting younger?
Yeah. Like, younger people are just, I don't know.
Because they're probably, like, well, I don't know. It was probably just by chance that he got very famous because of the song Cradles, where it just, like, blew up on TikTok, of course.
Yeah. Did it?
It did. Yeah, that's what started his career, basically.
I feel like TikTok's, like, the only thing that makes people famous anymore. You know what I mean?
That is kind of true.
Like, if I hear a song, it's like, oh, I heard it off TikTok, uh-huh. and I like it now, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, or like somebody, like, I saw this artist on TikTok, and I listened to them on Spotify, or listen to them on YouTube or SoundCloud or whatever you guys do anymore.
SoundCloud?
I listen to CDs, if you didn't know that, because I'm quirky like that. I don't know if you knew that. he just turns on lights in his head. I have, like, 4 CDs. Which isn't a lot, but
I want to get a bunch of CDs of people that I like and then listen to it on the car when I get
on the car.
On the car.
And I have a cassette tape. It's a. Do you know who Willie Nelson is? If you say no, I'm gonna kill you. Do you know who Willie Nelson is?
No.
Oh my god. I don't think he would like his music. He's more of like a country man. You know what I mean?
Like country.
Country and ball.
I love you.
This guy, he's definitely a hippie.
Ooh.
Look at this guy.
He's got that bandana, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look at him. You know who Bob Marley is?
That's Are you Snoop saying? Dogg. That's Snoop Dogg.
You know who Snoop Dogg is. Yeah. You know who Bob Marley is.
No.
Oh, son. You are really...
I'm disappointed in you. Not mad, just disappointed.
This guy.
Oh. He's kind of... Kinda. I don't know.
He's cool. Jesus. He's cool.
I saw that picture and I immediately... Have you heard the, like... No, I'm not gonna explain it now.
What?
No.
Explain it, Tyler. What are you gonna say?
you know that song in the This Is America? Have you heard of... It's like... I don't know.
Wait. I don't think I have.
Okay. Don't. It's weird. Don't. He randomly shoots a person in the middle. Oh, it's my God. Really weird.
So that's kind of music Tyler listens to. Anyways.
Yeah.
What's another band? That dog is trying to break into your house. What's another band that has, like, a bassist? Oh my gosh, I was going to talk to you about this one band. Oh my gosh. Get scared. He's overexcited. Aggressive. They're not American. That's not true. Okay. So, this band is called Flight of the Conchords. Yeah. They've been making music since, like, 1998.
Yeah.
It's just them two. They're from New Zealand. You'll like them. I think you would like them a lot. Yeah. Like, honestly. Because their music, it's not, like, traditional music. It's like comedy music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they make...
Yeah.
They're cool. Yeah. I think you would like them. Okay, you have to listen to that. So, they're from New Zealand. Brad McKenzie. And Jermaine?
Because
he's Jermaine Man, you know.
Okay.
Jermaine Clement. They're pretty cool. They're really funny.
Yes.
I don't know who it is, but there is somebody, one of them, obviously, it's one of the two.
Obvious.
Nobody else in the band. I would join that band if they asked me. I'd be like, yes, sir, I will play any instrument you want.
I will play the kazoo. Oh,
that's all I know how to play. I know how to play viola pretty good. I haven't played in a bit, but...
What's a viola?
I keep to you, because I know you like music, but you know nothing.
I don't. It's I like music, okay. But I don't know anything.
It's like a cello, but miniature. It's the same, like, notes, not notes, same chords as a cello, but smaller.
Okay.
It's like a viola, a violin and a cello.
Had a child, basically.
I'll show you. So, yeah, if they asked me, I'd be like, yes, sir, I will play any instrument. I will learn. What's the hardest instrument
That's
to learn?
An orchestra.
I will learn pipe bags just for your band.
You should just look up viola.
No, I have to show you a scale. Okay, so violin, smallest, cello, bass, double bass. Richard Henry plays double bass, if you know that. Just so you know that. I have a lot of useless information in my head.
Nice.
Yeah, it's stupid. I know everything about everybody that I like, but...
I like to stalk people at night. No.
Oh my god! So this is like this, it's in between, like the size. Okay. Freaking... yeah, so that's them. They're really funny. Okay, so one of the two has apparently a really deep voice. I don't know who it is, but it's one of them. So listen to one of their songs, and you'll just hear in the background, like, this super deep... You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, and I'm like, okay. I think it's Brett.
Brett.
If I'm not mistaken. Because he octave range. He can get pretty high.
Yeah.
With his notes, he doesn't do drugs. Not that I know of.
Look it up. Does this man do drugs? No.
No. I don't know his. I don't know his range though. I feel like. Oh, he has two middle names.
Why does he have
Brett, Peter, Tarot, Mackenzie. Tarot.
What type of people have two middle names?
Weird people, I'll tell you that much. Do you have two? Why do you have two middle names?
I know. I only have one.
Oh.
You freaked out about it when I told you.
Oh, my God, yes, you did. Oh, it's Mark. I freaking love that. Starts crying. Remember that one time in art club, I, like, held my eyes, my eyelids open.
You're, like, trying to cry.
Make myself cry to make you feel bad. So, this guy, he has two middle names as well. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Like, what is that?
Wait.
A T. Mahana.
Mahana Clement.
Clement?
Clement. Oh,
Clement.
Clement.
See, he's... Mad Dogs. His nickname is Mad Dog. And you have to listen to that song.
Hippopotamus.
He has a spouse? I didn't know that. Spouse? I could have just said wife.
You could have.
I don't like the word spouse, if you think about it.
Like spouse. It's like a mouse.
But, like, worse.
Sad.
Sad. Subjects.
Subjects. Race. Oh, wait, yeah. Race, religion.
Religions. What does that mean? Subjects? Is that like things he works for? Oh, hold on. Things he does? Like maybe like, whoa, hey. Things he does. Like, he only like talks about. Like, does, I guess he does. I mean, that's like his songs. That's what his songs are about, I think.
Oh.
I think
that makes sense.
Because it's like comedy stuff, so. Okay, I think we should go on to our segments now. Have you done, you have listened to any of my podcast episodes, have you?
I tried listening to the first one, and then I stopped.
You tried. Oh, okay. Okay, so what we do, I have to explain this to you. What we do here at the productions.
At my house.
So we have a segment where we have, like, two songs. I had to breathe there for a second. I forgot how to breathe. We have two songs.
Out.
We have two songs that have the same song, but they're different covers.
Okay. Like,
different people did them. I don't know. You're not gonna. Okay. So this song's called Primary. How you done?
Primary.
I'm sure it was Primary. Do you think I said Primary?
Hey, doggo.
Yeah. Right here. So CCR did it. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was last episode. So guess what? CCR won that competition, which I'm disappointed in because Tina Turner is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you know her personally? Just kidding. So this week we have Mamma Mia by...
Here we go again.
Austin Weber.
Here we go again.
or ABBA. You know what ABBA is,
don't ABBA, you? Yeah. They made...
The Dancing Queen song.
Yeah. They made those songs. Yeah.
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 Okay, so ABBA's from like the 70s. Hold on, I'll look this up. Yeah, they're from like the 70s, 80s kind of thing. They're from Sweden. They're Swedish.
Good for them. Is that where they get the Swedish fish? Their fish pond? Their pond's just full of Swedish fish and they catch it and they're like, boom, Swedish fish.
But, okay. Yeah, that's how that works.
That's how it works.
Okay, so it's by Austin Weber or ABBA. The Austin Weber one is from, it's from TikTok, okay.
Oh, no.
So I heard it, like, a year ago during quarantine. That was, like, my song I listened to, like, every day.
And then you became emo.
Yeah, I'm emo now. That's totally how that works. So one is more modern, obviously.
Yeah.
And one is from the 70s.
Yes.
Or disco. Disco music, I gotta say, is like the best.
It's kind like of music. A bop.
It's a bop. It's bussin'. I have some older viewers. I probably should say like modern.
That's but, sick. That song is sick, dude. Yeah,
it's
bruv.
It's rockin'.
It's pogger.
What is no? what do older people say?
That's
brilliant.
That's whip.
That's whip.
That's a whack. I like the idea of just putting that as like a thing, like, that's so sick, that's so wild.
Oh my god. That'd be awesome. We should start that trend.
God, I showed my mom asked me to know what the what WAP was, and showed her, and she's like,
Anyways. Stands for wings and pizza, you guys.
Worship and prayer.
Yep, worship and prayer. Wet ass pancakes. Pancakes. Have you heard pancakes with like a bunch of syrup? Off topic.
Yeah.
Off topic question. Next question. Have you seen that one line? He's like, off topic question. Or something. Have you seen that? It's like a senator or something. He like asks, he got interviewed for something.
Oh,
he's like, off topic question. Next question.
Next question. Off topic. And then he's like, stop.
Stop. Okay, so that's what the.
You have been stopped.
That guy was awesome.
Yes.
That's what the two songs, that's what the two choices are this week. So it's like on my Instagram page, you have to vote for them.
Oh, that thing.
And you're like, oh, she's at it again. What's she doing?
She at it again.
Yeah. And then we have Sound Challenge, which is what we do. We have to give us a prompt and we have to say a song that we like from like, whatever. So this episode, it's a movie or TV theme song. So do you know any?
Ghostbusters.
That's
like
the, I guess, yeah, like, yeah.
Like a TV themed song.
Themed song. Yeah. So what I thought of Ghostbusters. Is that your final answer?
No.
Okay.
Am I supposed to say it?
No, now? Just whatever you want.
Can you repeat the question?
What's a song from like a movie or like a TV show that you like? Any song, theme song, or like whatever, like Shrek. When I think of the song "Accidentally in Love" by Counting Crows, I think of Shrek every time because that's like Shrek's thing. That's Shrek's
oh my god, Umbrella Academy. They played "Can't Stop Me Now" by Queen, and it was great.
Can't stop me now.
Or
it's don't stop
me. That's now. What I meant. It's like
can't stop me now.
Can't stop me now. No, don't stop me now by Queen. And I'm like, that is great.
Yeah, I like that, kind of. But what I thought of was the Men in Black song. Have you seen that movie? I feel like it's Will Smith.
Yeah, you know who that is? I know what it is. I just haven't watched it.
They have like it's from like the 90s, so I don't think you would watch it. It's the theme song. That's a bop. Oh my gosh, Tyler.
Yes.
It's a bop. The Men in Black theme song. Absolutely. Just starts blasting it. Yeah. They've been making movies for a long time. Wow.
Yes.
97, 2019. I hated the third one.
Why?
I don't know. I don't really like those movies, if I'm being honest with you.
Oh. I
was gonna call him Jack Black. Will Smith.
Jack
same
Black.
Same person. They're all the same.
They're all the same. Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, they're all the same. Yeah.
So that's what my answer is for that. So it's drumming. Okay, do you have a favorite song?
Yes.
What is it? If you say something stupid, I'm just
kidding. It's a Baby Shark song, no? I like, right now, I'm gonna say this story before the song. So I was going, my friend had me over at his like party thing where we went and did stuff and it was cool. And so his mom is like so cool though, cause she's like kind of gothic though. It's fine. We're going somewhere. It's fine.
We're going in the right direction. Okay.
We're going in a direction. And it's cool because she like started playing these songs like I've never heard. Like, do you know who Falling in Reverse is?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Yeah.
I like the song "The Drug in Me Is You." That is a great song. It's by Polly in Reverse. It's great.
Does that have bass in it? I'm trying to
bring back it. There might be actually. Yeah, there's. I think there's some parts I can hear it. I think.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just a guitar I hear. So I don't know if there's a difference. But yes, probably.
They might. Hopefully it's still recording. Okay. Well, turn on. It's not dead, though. I know that.
It's at 50%.
Was it?
It was.
I love how you just memorized my phone
percentage. It was at 52, and then I'm like, oh, it went to 51. Oh, it's 50.
Oh, my gosh. So, why is that your favorite song? Just
because... I don't know, because, like, I don't know. It was just, like, catchy, and I liked it a lot. And it kind of just dragged me into this whole, like, oh, now I like this rock, and now I just like this rock. And now it's pure rock now.
He likes rocks, you guys.
Rock. I like rocks.
I like rock bands.
I like rock bands.
You know what's, like, amazing? I love it when you, like, are looking for a song that you heard, like, at Target or something. Yeah. And you end up finding a whole different song, and that you end up liking that song anyways, you know? Yeah. Have you known that? Like, you're looking for a song, and you find, like, a different song, and you, like...
Sometimes, yeah.
Like, you just keep, I don't know...
Going.
Keep looking for other songs. Yeah. So, my favorite song at the moment... Do you do that thing where you find... Please say this. My phone's still recording. I might actually just start crying. No, it's good. We're good.
Hello.
Starts crying. Do you ever do that thing where you, like, find a song or, like, a new band... And, like, that's all you listen to for, like, a whole, like, week.
Yes.
Like, you get obsessed with a song, that's all you listen to.
Yep.
Like,
yes.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. So, and that's, like, it. Like, that one song that...
Oh, my God, that one song. Oh, my God.
That I was obsessed with. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I think it's, like, Renee Circulation.
Yeah, there we go.
That's probably not even it, but it's...
I think it is. Let me look it up.
Well, because... Well, it's R-E-N-A-I, but I don't know if
that's... probably, like, Renai.
Renai or something.
That's literally it.
Well, that is
this it. This is it.
I know it is. Well, I know it is.
That's blasting it. That was the song I was stuck in my head for 3 days straight. Nothing else. I listened to that song. I listened to that...
Marble.
I listened to that, like, every day. I listened to anything else. Like, if you look at, like... You know how they have, like, on Spotify, they have, like, the little clock... You look at what you listen to for the day or, like, the week or whatever.
Wait, that's...
There's just, like, one day where that was all I listened to.
Oh, you mean the recently played
it? Yes. Oh. The little clock.
Yeah.
No. It's, like, the little... It's literally right there.
That's the recently played area.
The little clock. Well, that's the same thing. It's all the same. Okay, so that's what I listen to, like, ever. That's, like, my favorite song.
Yes.
Not anymore. I'm over it. Finally.
Are you sure?
Took so long to get over it. It was horrible.
Uh-huh.
You're like, I know. The song, I've talked about this song before because the song is truly the most, this is the superior song. It's called I Like the Way by Body Rockers. Oh my God. That just, it's, I listened to it. I feel like you haven't. No. Well, their band, Body Rockers, they were, like, a band in 2005, which was before I was even born, probably.
Oh.
No, just kidding. 2004. They released, like, one album.
Yeah.
And they did nothing else. So that's... See, look at... Oh, hey, look at that. What the heck? Their voice gets higher.
What the heck?
They got in the charts position. I didn't know they actually...
Nice.
Because they only have... like, on an album, so they only made, like, that one album for that 1 year.
Wow.
And then they quit.
Wow.
So, I don't know why you would. Which is, they're,
They probably had other things to do.
Like, what?
Okay. I don't know.
Like, if you want to make music, you should probably, like, devote your life to it if you're gonna make music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna make music, you gotta, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so, also, that song is, like, the most superior song. Because in the morning...
In the morning.
In the beginning, it starts off, it's kind of quieter.
Yeah.
And it, like, it sounds like it's in a different room. And then all of a sudden, just like, psh, it starts, you know. And it's like, psh, we're back.
Oh, yeah. Psh,
you know, we're here.
Yes.
Psh, psh, get the drums. It's awesome. It's an amazing song. And then, I Like This Man. Okay.
I like this man.
Savage Gardens.
Yeah.
The band, Savage Gardens.
Yeah.
They have a few songs that I like. I don't know if they quit yet. They're from the 90s, too.
Yeah.
Which is, you know who, I'm not going to say his name. One of my science teachers from this year. He listened to them. They're from Australia, which I think is cool. If a band is from Britain or, like, Australia, then I automatically like them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're from the 90s. I like their song, Truly Manly, Truly Madly Deeply, and then the song To the Moon and Back. To the Moon and Back, it's an amazing song, oh my God, like, honestly.
Yes.
Yes. So, I guess I don't really realize this, but I listen to songs that are older.
What are you? I'm doing a thing.
He's writing help on a piece of paper.
Yes.
I feel like, yeah. But like you know who Amy Winehouse is? I feel like you would like her.
Yeah.
You know who she is?
No.
You're just like,
yeah, I don't know a lot of people.
She's cool. That's who she is. She dead.
She has hair.
She's emo.
She's emo.
She's cool. Look at that.
That's epic.
She's very skinny.
She's dead.
She died of, like, I think it was alcohol poisoning right there, see?
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez. I think she was on, like, 27, maybe?
Jeez.
Or something like, yeah, because she was in the 27 Club. And you know what that is? When they have, like, 27 Club?
27
Club. That's, like, okay, here we go. I'll read it to you. The 27 Club is a list consisting of mostly musicians, artists, or actors who died at 27. So this would be, like, right here. Just dies. Is Janet Jackson dead? Do you know? Maybe not. I'm trying to think. Brian Jones, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jimmy Morrison. He's this Jimmy Morrison. He's pretty cute.
Oh.
Gene Michael, Besquiet.
Besquiet.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse. So that's, I feel like, Janet, did I say Janis Jackson or Janet Jackson?
Janet Jackson.
She's not dead. No, she's still alive. Oh, she's still alive! Okay, that makes me happy. Okay.
I'm so happy for them.
Oh my god. Okay, so that's the episode. How do you feel? How do you feel about this so far?
This is great. I definitely know that I don't know anyone of music except a few people, but it's fine. We have just completely different music tastes.
Yeah, I feel like we have some. You like Lady Gaga, don't you?
A little bit.
I feel like everybody does, but so we have that in common.
Did you know Lady Gaga named herself Lady Gaga because of a Queen song?
Really?
Yeah, it's
just like computer.
Well, no.
Yeah.
What's the song called? It's Queen. It's this song, Radio Gaga by Queen.
Is that why they? Oh,
that's her. That's why she named herself Lady Gaga, because of Radio Gaga.
That's cool.
I know.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
When I was little, I thought that was her actual name. I was like, wow, her parents must really hate her. So that's the episode. I feel like, do you want to keep doing this? You want to be on the show?
Yeah. We should talk about like you know those songs that just like they all almost sound like they sound too basic. To what even be, like, a song. Like, there's songs that, like, have, like, very basic, like, sounds. Like, it almost sounds the same as, like, any other song. It's like a pop song, though.
Yeah.
Like, pop songs where they're, like, so basic. Like they're not even unique.
I'm gonna talk about, like, Shawn Mendes.
I mean.
I whispered that. Like, every song, like, I listen to the intro of some of his songs. And, like, some of them just sound all the same.
You know? Yeah, there's, like, some with, like, basic beats, basic music, and it's, like, basic lyrics. Like, they have nothing.
Okay, we'll just talk about that next episode, then.
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
If you are not fired.
If I'm not fired or dead.
Or dead.
And in the meantime.
For me. My fault. Just kidding. Yeah, so that's it. So, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Thanks for seeing
you came to my house. What do you mean?
I'm trying to do the outro.
Oh.
Would you let me?
What do you mean? You're at my house. Are you kicking me out?
My house now. It's you.
Jay.
Do you want to do the outro? I'll type it out for you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for
coming.
No.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. So you say what you. What do you say?
Catch you on the next flip side. What am I trying to say? Thanks for listening to Music Is My Jam, where we. Talk everything music because music is everything.
That is so hard. Well, thanks for listening. We should make a new outro just because you're here.
Yeah.
We'll have to. Catch you on the next flip side.
Catch you on the next flip side.
So, yeah, thanks for listening to the show.
Yes.
And hopefully this was fun for you.
Yes.
For the audience as well. Some people probably shot themselves out of this. They're like, I hate this. I don't want to be in a world with this.
It's like nails on a chalkboard the entire time.
They're like, oh my God. Okay, well, that's it. So,
yeah, bye.
Catch you on the next flip side.